Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macchioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hines Becker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Macchioas for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hines Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macchioas. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Mack reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac scores. Case moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Hodgson. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Macioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes right. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Wright steals second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Becker. Callaway scores. Michaels scores. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haynes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Macioas hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.